In biology, the theory of evolution doesn't tell us exactly how life began on Earth, but it helps us understand how life, once it came into existence, diversified into the many incredible forms we see now and in the fossil record. All healthy living things, from single cells and amoebas to flowers to dolphins, are capable of reproduction. We have children. We do this by duplicating DNA and passing that DNA onto future generations. DNA is a chain-like chemical stored inside each one of your cells, which tells them how to grow and function. Your DNA contains coded information on how to build you. The information in your DNA is different than that of a rose DNA, which is why you look and function differently from a rose. Single-celled amoebas and other simple creatures reproduced by copying DNA. If everything goes well, the two new amoebas will be exact copies of each other. Reproduction for tigers and people is a little more complicated. We have to find ourselves a partner. When a tiger falls in love, a sperm cell from the father, which contains a copy of half of his DNA, only half, combines with the egg cell of the mother, which contains half a copy of her DNA. The result is a brand new cell with a complete set of DNA instructions. The baby tiger matures to be similar to its parents, but also unique, because it develops some traits from its mother's DNA and some from its father. The new combination of traits can be passed on to the children. Besides the recombination of the parents' traits, it might also have developed some completely new traits of its own due to DNA mutations. Hairy ears, for example. If it survives long enough to have kids, its DNA will be combined with the DNA of the partner, and it'll pass on those hairy ears to at least some of the children. Then, evolution has officially occurred. So, in summary, evolution is really pretty simple. It refers to any change in the inheritable traits within a population across generations. We witness evolution happening all the time.